government is going after the property of DKM Company Limited and other microfinance institutions whose licenses have been revoked by the Bank of Ghana to settle the debts of aggrieved depositors, most of whom are in the Bunahafu region. The depositors who are angry by the action of the Bank of Ghana have threatened to demonstrate next week, Monday. The BNI has also arrested the CEO of DKM Company Limited, Martin K. Dilley, the CEO of Godesla Fan Club, Monke Fiye, and two others for allegedly misappropriating funds of their clients. They convinced their clients with 50% interest offer on investment in 3 months. However, on the maturity date, the clients found the offices of the suspects locked when they went to collect their money. President Mahama, speaking at a news briefing, said the BNI has been directed to identify all their properties, sell them and use the proceeds and what is left in the accounts to settle the depositors. He added that those arrested will be prosecuted for fraud.
Government is getting involved. How Bank of Ghana acted was that if Bank of Ghana did not freeze the money that was left in the account, they were going to withdraw it and run away. And so Bank of Ghana was acting to protect the interests of the people. And I expect that all of us as political leaders will be responsible, and that our intention first and foremost is to protect the interests of the innocent Ghanaians who have been affected by this. And yet again, for political expediency, political opponents take it and go around from place to place. They say they are doing forum and inciting the people against government. I think we must stop this deviousness in our politics. Absolutely. So there's going to be a forum there on Wednesday. The opinion leaders and everybody are going to be brought. They're going to be apprised of the true situation of what has happened. And the money that is left in the Goddess Love or whatever, they would have to have Bank of Ghana monitor and get those who contributed to bring it. They might not get the super profits they were expecting, but at least if everybody gets a part of the money that is available, then it should be distributed to them. But in the meantime, we'll go after their properties. My government is going to take action to protect the interests of Ghanaians. But I appeal to my fellow Ghanaians. If somebody is offering you higher than the treasury bill rate, profits free, please take a step back and look. Bank of Ghana will do its best to distribute whatever is available in conjunction with the companies, and I've asked the BNI to look for and identify all their properties, and let's put a lien on those properties so that even if we sell those properties and we get some money, we can still refund money to the people who lost it. But then we're going to prosecute them for fraud. And so they're currently in BNI custody. They've been remanded for a week.